Groundbreaking has yet to begin for the new Cornell NYC Tech Campus, but yesterday the school announced its first dean. Daniel Huttenlocher, who currently directs the Computer and Information Sciences Department at Cornell, will lead the graduate school. And while construction won't begin until 2015, the $2 billion school is already transforming its future home. Stan Alcorn traveled to the middle of the East River to see just how.
Near the southern tip of Roosevelt Island, what you see is a rusting hospital that will be demolished to build the Cornell NYC Tech Campus. What you hear is the roar of cars driving up the FDR.
It is just a stone's throw, literally, from island of Manhattan itself, and indeed, jurisdictionally, this is part of Manhattan.
Carl Weisbrod is one of 14,000 people who live on Roosevelt Island. For the past 30 years, he's been revitalizing neighborhoods on that other island, Manhattan, working for the city, real estate companies, and now as a consultant for HRNA advisors. He shaped neighborhoods from Times Square to downtown after 9/11. But this project, on his home turf, is different.
I've spent most of my life in economic development, and it is rare to see new uses welcomed as enthusiastically as this one is.
To understand why, you have to know a little history. 50 years ago, any use on the island was a new use. A 1966 documentary calls it a blight and shows abandoned wheelchairs and rotting fences.
167 acres of ruin. 167 acres of shame. This once housed the infirm, insane, and corrupt.
There was a notorious prison, a lunatic asylum, a smallpox hospital. All of them eventually abandoned.
I mean, probably some of these buildings would have been saved, the exteriors, if they had done it a few years later.
Judy Birdie is the president of the Roosevelt Island Historical Society.
That was the years of urban renewal, or better known as just take a bulldozer and get rid of it.
The dream was to replace those ruins with a mixed-income, mixed-race, planned community. And it's a dream that's more or less come true. There are retirees, hospital workers, and UN employees. Kofi Annan even used to live here. There's low-income housing and luxury condos, all of it thanks to an unusual partnership between the city and the state. Remember when the bus was 25 cents? Here it still is. But you can't use your Metro card because the bus is run not by the MTA, but by the Roosevelt Island Operating Corporation, or REOC. It's a company with a board appointed by the governor. But they don't just run the buses. REOC is in charge of cleaning the streets, maintaining the parks, even deciding who gets to build where. In short, they're the government. And as the government, they get blamed for what's missing.
It's just bizarre how screwed up this place is.
Matthew Katz is the head of the Roosevelt Island Residents Association. He's also one of REOC's biggest critics.
If you walk down Main Street, you will see shuttered shop after shuttered shop. Why? Because all of those shops, their landlord was REOC. And REOC did not know how to be a commercial landlord or want to be a commercial landlord.
Main Street is basically Roosevelt Island's only street. There's an art gallery and a library, but nowhere to buy an ice cream cone or a bottle of wine, and only one place to buy groceries. Finally, after years of wrangling, two Manhattan real estate companies, Hudson and Related, are now in charge of retail on Main Street. David Kramer is a principal at Hudson.
If anything, the retail should be more successful on an island, which is an island. It's a captive audience. It should do well like retail does well in airports.
So far, that hasn't been the case. But the hope is that with the coming campus and estimates of 10,000 students, faculty, and staff, that will change. Kramer's in talks with five new stores, but he's also negotiating with three of the old stores, including the neighborhood diner. They're likely to face higher rents. It's all part of becoming a little bit more Manhattan. For WNYC, I'm Stan Alcorn.